Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Earlier this week, I had gotten a call that a few of our weaned calves were in the neighbor's pasture, and when they had taken their cattle home, they left the calves shut in their corrals. Rather than hooking up the trailer, I decided to ride down to the pens and drive the calves back to the bunch. I walked out and caught Smokey, the elder statesman of our remuda. Since the ground was snow-covered, I decided it would be better to just go bareback to get the calves. The chances of getting hung up are higher if you're in a saddle. By the time we got the calves home, I had probably ridden close to 6 miles. Smokey had fallen with me once and had gone through an uncontrolled slide down a bank that turned out much better than I thought it might. Not having a saddle had probably been a good thing. Thursday, when the snow had quit blowing, I rode out to move calves out of the deep canyon that was drifted, holding them away from the tank. I thought that since the hair and hide had not grown back from my ride earlier in the week, that I would use a saddle. My mare Justice is a little high-withered to attempt to ride bareback anyway. Sometimes it's good to have a horse you don't like quite as well, because you get in some spots you really wouldn't want to put a friend in. We had gotten the cattle moved up one of the draws and found a place to get out of the canyon. After I had driven the calves down to water, I rode over to look at the trail to the canyon bottom. It was drifted over, but since we were on top now, I thought we might be able to ride down through it and break a trail so the calves could get back and forth. When we were far enough in that the snow was as deep as the horse's back, I decided she might have a better chance if I was no longer on her back. I soon realized that standing in the snow up to your chest next to a floundering horse is not a real good place to be either. I was able to get clear of her and get up on top of the snow where I could encourage the mare to keep moving. After a couple of rest and lunge cycles, she broke through and slid to the bottom. My opinion of her came up quite a little when she stopped and waited for me at the canyon floor, something that I'm sure Smokey would not have done. We rode back around out of the canyon, and when I looked to the south, I saw another 50 calves that I had missed. I suppose the extra layers that I had on to protect my face from frostbite had interfered with my vision. The first pass through the drift had not opened it up enough to come back up from the bottom, but I thought if I rode through it again, I might be able to drive the calves up through rather than having to take them around. We went down through the drift. The snow pushed my feet back, and I ended up behind the seat of my saddle with my feet still in the stirrups. Not a good place to be. I scrambled, scratched, and clawed, and was able to get back in the seat when we made it to the bottom. We got around the calves, but our trail up the canyon was still not good enough for them to try, so we drove them around the same route we'd taken the others. I decided to break through the drift one more time on the way home. The trip didn't go any smoother than the first two had, and there wasn't much grass left at the bottom of that canyon anyway. Despite being cold and a little bruised up, I was still enjoying my job. I thought of a line for a poem, and lo and behold, it fit in pretty well with some lines my friend Don Shada had sent me. So here goes, with a collaborative effort, that for this moment is titled, Son of the West. There are traits that clearly mark you when cowboy is your name, for tenacity and integrity are the roots from which you came. If you have never known a better life, this one don't seem too bad. You would still consider yourself blessed even if you had. You don't try to cheat on duty, and you care about the land. Neighbors know your words as good as money in their hand. You teach your children values that are solid, true, and straight. Lessons that will serve them learned from braces at the gate. You're no stranger to your livestock or the condition of the herd, following the example of your shepherd and knowledge of his word. The risk you take might seem some foolish when your hand look overplayed. When you lay your own life on the line to bring in the ones that strayed. On days your winter chores are double, 'cause the snow lies belly deep. Seems the trails are mostly uphill. The path you break is slick and steep. When the sun forsakes December, as snow clouds hide the sky, and the ice pile by the horse tank is standing fence post high. You have a love for the tradition while searching for a better way. It's not the fear of losing so much as your desire to stay. that pulls you out the door each morning to the trials that you face, the knowing your Creator has put you in this place. To Him you are grateful for this life you get to lead. You think the challenge a blessing, you're not enticed by greed. The work you do is honest, and you always give your best. If I'm not miscalculating, you're a true son of the West. Thanks, Don, for sharing your inspiration with me. And thanks to you homegrown listeners for letting me share it with you. Have a great week. Hoping our happy trails cross soon. I'm R.P. Smith.